Sayyiduna Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he was wali of his time. Once he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh went to inquire after health of a patient. That person was on his deathbed. He Ali Rahma advised him to recite kalima many times. To advise someone to recite kalima at the time of death is called talqeen. When you see someone dying, you do not instruct him to read kalima. Instead, you start reading it loud in front of that person. That is right and correct method of doing talqeen. This will help that person to remember. Ulama forbid to instruct reciting kalima. At that time, person experiences severe pain. And it is possible because of pain, he may say, no, I don't recite it. So do not instruct him. Instead, you shall start reciting loudly in front of that person who is taking last breaths of life. Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar was reciting kalima. Businessman would say, 10-11, 10-11, 10-11. When it was asked, why don't you recite kalima? He replied, in front of me is a mountain of fire. When I try to recite kalima, fire comes towards me to burn me. Then he Ali Rahma asked from people, what was his business? People said he used to take interest and short weight while selling. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Remember, dear viewers, taking or giving interest or to defraud with short weight, those their business involves interest. And the defraud with short weight, they should fear Allah. To defraud with short weight is stealing and dishonesty, which is haram and leads to hellfire. It is mentioned in Quran, Surah Bani Israel, verse 35. And when you measure fully and weigh correctly with the scale, this is better and its outcome is good. We have been guided by Quran not to short weight, to weigh correctly. And we have been instructed to refrain from haram and earn halal. And there are many other verses of Quran which condemn interest. There are certain businessmen who defraud on small scale, whereas there are some businessmen who defraud on large scale. Their declarations contain dishonesty. Please fear Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and don't do this. Yes, my dear Islamic brothers, we should fear. May Allah protect us from that moment that because of haram income, we struggle to recite kalima at the time of our death. May we die on iman. For such death, we should earn halal and perform good deeds. We should not spend such life which may lead to our bad end. May Allah protect. Ameen. Someone has made a beautiful dua. May Allah grant us life full of respect, honor and dignity, and death upon iman. Yes, dying on iman is actual success. Dear respected viewers, a person lived a luxury lifestyle throughout his life, but when he died on disbelief, he is destroyed. I pray that when we live on Islam, and when we die on iman. Khuda death on iman and give us ability that we earn halal and refrain from haram income. May it happen that we recite kalima and durud o salam at the time of our death.